Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a podcast that's also about dummies with dice.
A viewer warning: use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home. Kelly?
Speak, woman!
Hey, peeps, I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin's favorite spot to walk her cats back home is down by the river.
In a van. Down by the river.
Hey everybody, Ryan Tucker here, R2. Here I play as Fleecic Sock Jelly. I am the hobo trash master cleric of the god Rumpke. I am a MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, please stick pee sitting down.
No!
What the?
Why?
Shit. I didn't expect that one. I didn't expect that one. Alright, go ahead.
Hey guys, Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact about Archie, he has two fake knees.
Because he's an old-ass bitch.
Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's the 32-year-old drug-addicted level 4 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he has a fear of styrofoam.
Fear of styrofoam?
How creepy.
Ah, napalm!
Well... I don't know, do they have styrofoam in the D&D world?
I don't think so, thank goodness.
Okay.
I'm fearless in this world.
I'm Tristan Hayes.
Coolers, they're terrifying.
Gas station coolers.
That keeps my ear cold.
I'm Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master, and my fun fact is that your brain is constantly eating itself with a process called...
shit.
Phagocytosis.
Are
yeah.
Are you sure?
Sure.
We'll have to fact check.
Your cells will envelop and consume smaller cells or the molecules to remove them from the system. So.
Ew.
Yeah, preserves gray matter,
Welcome
I guess.
Welcome to science class.
Yeah.
Gray matter is important.
Okay, back to the D&D. You guys find yourself in combat with the invisible stalker, the wind elemental.
You dropped the dice as soon as the thought of it.
Was that a poop?
No.
Roll initiative for me.
Oh, no.
That's not good. What's mine?
Yeah, plus 4 initiative.
Oh, then I got 20.
I got 9.
I got 12. 6.
Oh, yeah. I was a... let's see. You got a 20, Archie?
Uh-huh.
Miss Muffin, what'd you get?
9.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't listening. By that.
Flea Stick?
12.
Duke?
6.
Good. Okay. Up first is Archie with a 20.
Oh, gosh. What do I want to use here?
Good old trusty cane.
He's also got some monk spells and stuff. I don't know if you've used... You got short rests, so I don't know if that refills them or not.
You said something about some oils.
I think I'm going to use Fist of Unbroken Air. Or would that even work?
Wait a minute.
It might be ultra effective.
It's an air
I'm reading its character sheet real quick for something. Hang on. What did you ask me?
It could either be nullified or really...
Fist of Unbroken Air would even work against him. No?
You would have to try to find out.
Let's do it. I'm going to spend 2 of these key points, yeah.
To risk.
Okay, go ahead. Smack him with it. Roll disadvantage.
It's a 19.
Oh, damn.
And 11. Motherfucker.
11 plus anything?
Nope.
Your pluses? You don't have a plus with the... Or Fist of Unbroken Air?
Mm-mm.
11 will not hit.
No, you need some. 2 key points.
You are using them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it still uses them even if you miss.
Well, that's pretty gay.
That's upsetting.
That's the sad part about spell slots and all that kind of good stuff.
Blow your load.
No!
I didn't get the blowy highs. All that energy. No blowy.
All that energy, no blowy. Next up is What is your initiatives here? Flea Stick, it's you.
Alright. Where is this?
You know he's in the general area behind you. You can swing at him or do your things, but you'll have to do it with a disadvantage. Because he is invisible.
Let's swing at him.
Oh, you guys have a way to try and make him seen.
Can I kick some dust up in the air?
You can, yeah, go for it. I'll give him a dex save or something to see if he can kind of... Nah, that's weak. He didn't do anything. So yeah, you can kick some dust up on him and I'll let you not have advantage or anything, but you don't have disadvantage on your next turn of attacks you guys go through. Okay. So yeah, make your attack. Okay. If you see dust obviously settle across the outline of an elemental.
Alright. Now I'm going with my dragon sword. My dragon slayer.
Dragon slayer sword.
I rolled a 13 plus 3, 16.
That will hit.
Where is it? Is
this oh, wait. You used your action to kick up dust at him. Mm-hmm. To make him...
this is my bonus action.
So... Yeah, if you have a bonus action, you can do it.
Let me see if I do.
If you have a bonus action attack.
Yeah, like any spells, spells or stuff like that. Yeah, you can summon your spiritual weapon, I think
that's what I was going to do.
Summon your spiritual weapon? Okay. Where do you place your spiritual weapon? Because you've got... You guys are in a pretty tight area.
In his anus.
In his anus.
Mm-hmm. That's only if I use an attack
the new
action.
Custom air sheath.
You guys are in like a 10-foot kind of like hallway thing. So, or 20-foot, yep. 20-foot each wide. He's right up on you.
Yeah, I'm summoning it.
Okay. Alright then, you do that.
In the form of a holy box fan.
A holy box fan?
I was about to say, by the power of Grayson, it's a box fan. This is a new
thing. By the power of Sunco.
Yeah.
Just kicking dust into the fan.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, it's its turn now. The Stalkers.
Like, what is this alien thing?
Flea Stick. Since you're up on him and doing the last one that attacked him, so.
Win. Punch.
He's gonna do a slam.
Oh, what the fuck?
But that's the only attack he's got. Multi attack. 7 plus 6.
Can't I block?
13. No, your shield just gives you more AC.
Yeah, 13, yeah.
So 13. Right. No. Multi attack. So. He's got the Odyssey.
Did you get the Odyssey?
It's a nat 20, son. Okay.
What's that
so,
mean on the second one?
He hits with it big time. He's gonna do his damage twice. Double damage. So, 2d6, 5, plus 3.
2d6 is standard?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Plus 3, so 10, 11, 12, 13 damage on the first one. 2 plus 3, or, yeah, 3, 2, 2 plus 3 and a 3 plus 3. 2.
Well, I'm dead.
3, 5.
Really? Did that take all your health?
6,
no way.
There's 11.
What's 11 damage?
11 and 13.
11 and 13.
So,
yeah, I'm
24
dead.
Damage.
Down?
I'm dead.
Really?
Well, what's your health? Full health.
Negative one.
You're still
you're
alive,
down.
You're just down.
You're down.
You have
okay.
To go dead, you have to go
negative. Next up
health.
Is...
Like, mine's 41.
Miss Muffin,
negative,
it's your turn.
41.
Make your attack or whatever you're going to do with this thing. You can do...
I am terrified, and I'm like, what the hell? There's no way to fight this.
Yes.
I'm going to put my invisibility cloak on.
Look. How do I think
and
that
go
all?
Invisible myself.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put my invisibility cloak on and fade out.
Okay.
I think you have to do saving throws. Or
you'll have to roll a stealth check not to be seen by
down,
and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I can just
which
go.
Is what?
Duke, it's your turn. When it's on its turn, when it goes to see, it can attack you to see if it can see you.
Well, it depends.
Don't
I might be able to smite him right now. Okay.
Well, you got nat 20, so if that's
so
it's like quadruple.
What's the layout?
So there's the bones further ahead there, and then the stalker is in between the bones and Flea Stick and Archie right there. You guys have like a 20-foot wide room.
I still get to use my.
So if we were talking like a 5 foot wide, 100 foot long straight line, how many people are gonna know? Just linear tube like a long straw essentially. Like
where I have them placed. Kelly's back here. She's invisible. She's out of the way. Archie's up there in front of it, and Flea Stick is down right in front of it.
So
you're gonna hit
two
Archie
innocent and, casualties.
Yes. Okay. Dead casualty. They would probably die.
And we're talking like what, 10 foot away?
Well, I got my bonus action right. Still, my spiritual weapon.
You're down.
No, you're down. It's gone. But that's constant. I think once you're,
so.
Because your magic will dissipate.
About 10 foot away, 10-15 foot probably.
They are, right in front of you. 5 feet, like right in front of you. You're about 10 foot from the stalker and 5 feet from with Archie in front of you and Flea Stick down in front of you.
I'm gonna try and get to the far side.
Okay.
Of where he's at.
Okay.
Not right up on the air elemental. And I'm gonna try and get him up with my action.
Okay. So you would make a medicine check.
I'll just give him a potion of greater healing. I have 5. I'll just shove it down his gullet. Huh?
I don't know if it works like that.
Well, how else are you supposed to get somebody up?
I think you do a medicine check to stabilize them before they don't die. And then they can make
pour it a healing potion down his gullet.
Fuck it, yes, it'll work.
I'll roll if you want me to.
Do a roll, yeah. See if he can do it. Do a medicine check to see if you can get him
I'm
up.
I'm over there like a baby bird.
Yes, that is.
Would an 18 do it?
Yes, gotcha.
Yeah, I rubbed his chest and like... slapped him on the face a little and he woke up.
Wake up!
Alright, you'll be up with 1 HP.
Now you need to get away and heal.
Alright, now what do I do to get me back on? Okay, heal 1.
Yep.
Let me check this out here.
Now I'm running as far away as I possibly can.
You will have to use your next turn to disengage to run from him. Or he's going to be able to get an opportunity attack to punch you in the back of the head as you
Does he have opportunity?
Yeah. Everyone in the game has that.
I'm just going to shield myself with my bubble. Boom.
Okay.
I have that, don't I?
You also have to try to put... You talked about putting the sword back, but that's your option too there. Don't always forget about that.
What the hell is that? Then I'm going to be freaking unequipped. I got to use my turn to equip another weapon after I get rid of my.
You may have a chance if you put this thing back.
I may have a chance.
Never know.
Or I may be disarmed.
Duke used your turn for that, right? So we're back up to the top. Archie Ortiz.
I can't use any of these fireballs because everybody's too close.
Can we still see it?
Huh?
So I can't use any of these fireballs because everybody's too close.
Yeah, I'll see it.
Can I see it?
Yeah, can we see it? I'll say, or is it that turn over?
Turn is over, yeah.
So you'd have to take disadvantage or something.
Oh, you would have disadvantage. Yes, or disadvantage.
I missed out on it the first time, and I got fucked the second time.
I know why you want me to put it back.
Wouldn't that he still have his one turn?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Because he didn't get it. He already had his turn before the cycle.
So you still get your range attack. So you can do a normal attack.
You still see him. We'll say you do, but we're distracted, bringing him back to life and getting away from.
Yep, you can do your thing with normal still.
Yeah. I know if I put this sword back, it's gonna fuck us in the long run.
Huh?
I said I know if I put this sword back, it's gonna fuck us in the long run.
I wouldn't put it back.
It's not gonna fuck you, really. I mean, all you really is gonna
get
is
how's that gonna help us? This thing ain't gonna stop attacking us. It's already engaged in combat.
It's solely defending this sword.
Yeah, it wants me to put it back.
I'm not gonna let it just walk off after clapping at us like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
See what happens.
Is Flea Stick closer to the elemental than I am?
No, Miss Muffin's not engaged.
No,
she,
Flea Stick.
Yes, he's right in front of it.
So there's not a lot of so I can like switch places with him if I use my bait and switch.
We'll see.
No, not like that. Like you guys are blam, 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 like five feet next to each other, and now Duke's on the other side where he ran up. Or he's behind Flea Stick and Revive. Got him up.
Alright, then I'm fucked. I guess I'm gonna try to hit a freaking airbeam with a cane.
You're just on disadvantage. You're good.
Nah, he can hit it with normal because it's still his one turn of it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right,
let's see what happens if you hit something that's made of air with a cane. 11 plus 6, so 17.
I hit it with some fire.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
for freezing.
What are you hitting with?
With my cane.
Okay.
17.
17?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
1d8. This one? Right? No.
Pyramid ass to ass, I believe.
I know.
It has to be this one.
8's the one, so it's a classic diamond.
That's a 10.
She look like a classic diamond shape.
Oh, it's here it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why do we have to look up scroll? Inventory. Yeah, it should be managing.
8 plus 4.
Yes,
so 12.
12 damage?
12, yes.
Section 2 right there.
12
decent.
Damage.
You click on it, it'll show you all.
So
if it
worked.
Works.
Yeah, that worked.
So the cane actually hit it? Oh,
yeah.
So I can dagger it. Mm-hmm. I can dagger it.
Mm-hmm. Alright, what are you doing?
Alright, I'm gonna bonus it. Our unarmed strike.
Bonus action.
Yeah, bonus action, unarmed strike.
Getting.
Oh god. No, I'm not.
What is it?
An 8. Okay, 2 plus 6.
Alright, that will not do it.
Okay.
Next is Invisible Stalker. The Invisible Stalker.
I thought you were going to
be
Oh, wait, I mean you. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was about to say.
I was like, well, he might die.
Please stick, sorry.
What?
He like, you stood up again?
I was looking at his name, or Archie's name, but then I...
I'm going to disengage.
You. Yes, all right.
And I am going to run back.
You're going to do, like, your full movement?
Probably.
How much
That'd
is your
best,
25 feet?
Yeah.
So I'll move you on here.
And then I'm going to do Healing Word.
Okay. On yourself?
Yep.
Copy.
Wise choice. But that'll get you by enough.
Well,
yeah,
that'll
get you
a
good enough.
You can use your action
yeah.
healing next
yeah,
turn.
To do bigger heals.
Should I just use the second level one then?
Maybe not.
Yeah,
oh,
just,
wait, shit.
Something
right.
you
I'm
off.
Not telling you. Shut
right. I'm a teammate. I'll advise.
All right, so 7, 8, 9, 10. So 7 plus 3, 10.
Dang, pretty good. Good amount of HP back.
And... I believe. Does that sum it up for me?
Yep. You're out of action.
Yep.
Action.
Good to go.
Max movement. You are.
So now it looks like the only one up on him is
Archie
Ortiz. It's going to be you getting smacked with the slam.
No!
Let's hope your old knees can handle it, those fake knees.
Oh, no. Not the prosthetics.
Reactions.
Ooh, that's
really.
Got a plus.
Yes.
18
for the first one.
But I don't think it'll
he
work
got
for
slammed.
His.
18 for the first one.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to hit.
I'll roll the damage
I don't
first.
Deflect missile won't work against him at all.
That's for, like, ranged man.
Are you talking 18 damage or the roll was 18?
That was the hit.
Oh.
6 plus
3. 9.
Hey. And then 2 plus 3.
5.
So 9 and 5.
Parking
14. 95 damage. 95 damage. Oh, wait, that was the first attack.
Oh. Oh,
wait. Ooh, it's a multi. I forgot it's a multi attack.
18 plus 6. I think that'll hit.
It's not
yeah,
a nat 20, so you
hit,
don't get
yeah.
double damage, but you're at 14 damage.
5 plus
3.
2 plus
8. 3.
5. I need you to run away.
11? Or no.
13.
13, yeah.
Plus 11, or with a 14.
Well,
14. Oh, yeah, 14 and 13, so yeah, you were...
Yep, I'm at 0.
Jeez, he took more damage than you did on the double damage.
Really?
This is bullshit.
It's a multi attack.
Okay, Miss Muffin, your turn.
Yeah, now I'm like triple scared again. So.
This could be tricky.
You're squishy.
And you were down right in front of the enemy, which I'm trying to.
I don't have a way to help my brother
He's
in
down.
Out.
Shoot high. I mean, technically.
You get point blank.
I don't have to roll to shoot it. I think I just aim where I
what
want.
What do you want? What do you want to do there? Any plans?
Alright, I'm gonna just go ahead and wing my life and dagger it.
Dagger.
You gonna run up and dagger it?
Yep.
Oh, is that fuck Nate's plan?
I'd range out and run up on
well,
it.
Well, listen, hear me out. If I disengage or whatever and back
yeah,
up,
trying to kill
Archie's still
shot.
Laying there.
So,
I use
you
my bonus action to
have a bonus action disengage because you're a rogue.
So guy can
so
use
you
it
can
to
dagger,
grab Archie?
You can run in and stab him and run away.
And then run away.
That way he don't smite you immediately after
yeah.
you
Can
yeah.
I run up, grab Archie, and run away?
No.
You can run up, use a medicine check with your action to try and get him up at one health, and then run away.
Yeah, I'm going to do that,
because
I want to help Archie out.
And it should be your turn again before the big guy, so you can, you know what to do.
Your skill.
19.
And then I'll be free reign if I
can. Okay, yeah, he'll be able to get away with 1 HP.
I'll have to kick dust in his face, though, so we can't see him.
Let's go.
And
then Archie still. Yeah,
be disadvantaged.
She got me up.
Okay, now you can use your disengage bonus action to run back.
Awesome. Got him up, and now I'm running away.
Okay.
Miss Muffin saved the day.
All right, Duke.
All right.
Look, Archie's still there.
There's not a whole lot I can do right now, so it's
all I need.
All right, I'll plan that as soon as he's up and out of the way and I got a clear shot, I'm hitting him with the whole lightning bolt ring.
Okay, so Duke's going to hold his turn and ready for a lightning bolt. Archie,
hold my head down.
Archie, it's your turn.
So can I disengage and use a bonus action to heal?
If you have a potion,
Alrighty, so I'm going to disengage, and then I'm going to use
8d6.
Potion of fire. Healing.
Good job.
Greater
That's potion. Smart, actually. That makes better sense.
Okay.
So,
I don't have any fire stuff, though.
4d4 plus 4 hit points.
And Duke.
Plus potion.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and do your healing and rolls, and then we'll go with Duke's action.
So, 4d4 plus 4.
Sucks blood out.
That's crazy.
What is it?
It's 4d4.
For plus, greater?
Yeah, plus 4. That's insane.
You guys got that from the Orctagon, I think.
Yeah, I had 5 of them. Let's do it. 5 of them.
So 3.
And I got 9 gems worth 50 gold each.
5.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
6.
6 plus 4, so 10 health back.
Yeah, brother.
Nice. Exactly what I got.
Woot. Raise the roof.
Hold those potions close to the chest.
I'm rich. I'm going to buy a bunch of potions.
All right. So Archie disengages, runs back, and heals. And Duke Crystal, your action attacks, or happens, because you were ready. So, what do I do? Dex save or something?
Yeah, it's a dex save.
And then half?
Yeah, it's half if you succeed.
All right. Let's see this guy.
I believe it was 14 on the save, I think.
13 plus 4 to save. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's still a lot of damage, so let's give it to him.
So 4d6.
That would have
been. No, it'd be the full 8d6 value cut.
Yeah, as I say, yeah. Full 8 and then cut.
2, 4, so there's 6, 9, not great. So 15, and that was the fourth roll, so 17. 18, 20. Not doing very good. I think it's the last roll. 26.
So 13
Yeah.
Good hit.
Not what I wanted.
but that was still a good chunk of damage.
It was range damage that it would be way better than like a throwing dagger.
Okay. Flea stick. It is your turn.
Alright. I'm going to use the bonus action, my spiritual weapon, as a box fan. I'm placing it next to him. It's going to kick dust up.
Okay.
So I'm not at disadvantage anymore, and I'm going to use roll a fireball.
Well, hang on.
As long as nobody's in the way.
Okay. Not a disadvantage.
Okay. Is everybody clear?
Yeah.
No.
What?
No. Duke, how far? Where
clear
were you?
Clear for what? A fireball?
Yeah.
Okay. 20 foot.
I don't know how. I don't think you're. I think you're too close.
What are the boxes? 5 foot.
5 foot.
Oh yeah, I'm like
10 foot.
10 foot away.
Can I move up on it and then blast it?
Oh, you'll die. You run up on it.
Yeah, it's got a big AOE on it.
Yeah, next turn is the Stalker, so.
I would imagine since I'm closest.
Withstand his attacks, but
since I'm closest, he's probably going to move up on me, I would imagine.
You can also do the ready action, kind of like Duke did, That's a real role in D&D.
I know, but his turn's so far away, he's not going to ever move by the time, because your dude's going to be swinging next.
I think the way it works is you ready based off of something to happen. So if you're like, I want to ready my action for when Duke Crystal runs.
Well, here, let's just...
You know what I mean?
I'm going to survive his attack.
But what he's saying...
Because I got enough health to take it. And after I take his hit, because I know he's probably going to hit me, I'm going to blast him with my Dark Greatsword. And then I will use disengage and use my entire movement, 30 foot, to get the hell away from him. And as long as you guys stay back, your prepared action should activate as soon as I'm out of the 20 foot radius.
All right, we'll do that. When he's clear, I'll activate Scroll Fire.
Because right now he's going to aggro me because I just hit him for, 13 to the face with lightning and I'm
closest to him. So.
Yeah, we'll do that.
As long as everybody's out of the way, it should be fine.
Slam. Multi-tech. Duke Crystal. 10 plus 6.
16, that's a hit. By 1.
By 1. 2d6. 4 plus 3.
7.
2 plus 3.
7 and 5.
Yep.
So 12.
Okay, next hit. 13 plus 6.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay. 4 plus 3. 6 plus 3.
I was like,
28, 41.
Gotcha. What is happening?
Duke's taking some
motherfucking
damage.
That's what I was about. Are you, dead?
No. I have...
He's a barbarian. He's
I went from 41 to 17.
Holy shit, you have a lot.
I have 45, but he milled 4 of my health off permanently. Which wasn't very fucking nice.
All with the sword.
When I failed my, wisdom save on the sword. He ate my soul.
Okay, so... Whose turn is it now? Gosh, this looks crazy.
Right?
No, Flea Sticks now. Or Miss Muffin now.
It's Muffin and you and me.
It's my turn?
Yes.
I remember our plan. If you attack, you must disengage and retreat.
Run away!
Yes, please.
Are you after? You're after her, right?
Yes, wait. He's last.
My plan may have him.
So I'm gonna...
I might just have to disengage because I don't have a bonus action disengage. She does.
So I'm gonna run in, dagger it, and run back out.
Because it's gonna be my turn again. I'm prepped before you even have a chance to...
8 plus 7?
Hold your turn.
8 plus 7
just stay ready. No, let's just skip your 17? Turn.
15.
What? No.
Because I won't attack since
that
I
hits.
Forgot I don't have a bonus action.
Awesome.
Disengage, so I'll have to use my action to disengage.
1d4 plus 5.
Now I'll just get out of the way so you can hit him. And then
3 plus 5, 8 damage.
Eight damage.
After that, do I top off?
I'm going to throw one of my fireballs at him.
It's Duke Crystal's turn.
No, I meant
right.
Oh. Yeah, it could work. It's your turn.
Is it? Okay. So we got 2 prepared fireballs almost ready to go. Is that what we're doing?
Because
he's got one.
Well, it's going to be his turn next. Die. So it'll be Archie, then Flea Stick.
But his is pre-prepared as soon as I'm out of the way.
Yes.
So in my turn, I'm out of the way.
Okay. No, I'll get the good twice.
He's going to technically auto-fire. And then maybe that's the advantage of pre-planning. You do something on someone else's turn, kind of. Yeah. Unless you want to make it other ways. That would make sense
to
me.
I understand the rules, so...
So...
The way it's happening.
I'm going to use my action for disengage. And let's see where I'm going to retreat to.
From the way. Like Miss Muffin.
I'm just going to fall straight back in front of Miss Muffin.
Okay.
We'll say about there he is. About 15, 20 foot.
Okay.
Looks like he's about 25 foot away. So
and
then,
Flea Stick.
And
your prepared fireball.
Before
Sorry.
Well, at the same time, essentially.
Yes. All in slow motion.
I'm
going
to use
right
my
now.
Bonus action to do one of my greater healing potions, which was 4d4 plus 4.
Yes.
Yeah, greater 4d4 plus 4.
What do I have to roll for fireball?
3.
It's a deck save from him.
6, 8, 9 plus 4. Okay, cool. 13
cool.
health.
Cool. Flea Stick, give me your prepared, ready, stupid D&D roll fireball.
I'm going to fireball his ass, as long as everybody's out
there.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot, it's Dex 6.
He said, I threw it.
I throw it. Does it hit BM? 19 plus 4. So that's half damage, I believe, for a fireball when they pass. Yeah.
Oh, wait, if you pass.
He went 19 plus 4 on his save.
Okay. So it's just half damage now?
So you'll roll the full amount of the dice it says, and then we'll just cut that number in half. Which is,
and if it's an odd, I think you round.
What was it? 8d6 fire damage.
Is that plus anything?
I don't think so because it's. Are you using a scroll?
Yeah.
Then no, it'll be just a scroll.
So two.
Is he weak to fire?
Three. So what is that? Seven.
Damn.
Plus five. So that's 12. Plus six.
18.
All right. How many rolls is that?
You've done five so far.
Okay, five rolls at 18.
Four.
22.
Plus five.
25, or no, it's 27. That's the last roll, yeah.
Plus five.
So yeah, 32 damage.
But that's half. Wait,
so
half
32 would be 16.
That's what you did, wasn't it? Oh, it's 14, your big attack? Your lightning
13
one?
Or 14. All right. Yeah. 16, 5.
Okay. Bonus action with my spiritual weapon.
Oh, yeah. I forget it gets to hit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, kill it.
Is that in your main, like, actions attack spot? It might be where those are. Because I remember it has its own to hit and everything.
It does.
I just don't remember where it's at.
Spiritual weapon. Here it is.
What weapon is it?
It's his box fan.
Oh. Wait, are you going to be able to disengage, or... You're not even up close, are you?
No, he's not. No, he just launched his fireball.
That way we don't get...
Smoked. Wait, no, it's not your turn, Ryan.
Oh, that's true.
Was just your ready to action.
You only get to do the ready part.
So well, that was my turn from forever ago, so
yeah,
that's all part of my ready
but
action.
But now it's Archie's turn. No, it was
no
just
you would have
thing.
Had to told him, like, I plan on hitting with the fireball, then immediately...
I don't even think that would work either, because that would be like... That's like multi-action.
He said, let me just let
me
get a paragraph.
Why would you skip your turn?
Like, I'm
going to
finish the campaign.
Like, that makes no sense.
Well, it's more like those situations when you need someone to run away before you're able to hit, and it's not, it's, you know what I mean? You got to wait.
I don't know.
That still don't make sense.
We're experimenting with it. All right. Well, now that everybody is out of the way and he did that, I'm going to throw one of my fireballs off my necklace at it.
Okay.
So, go ahead and make a saving throw.
I think the only real bonus I can see from is. If his turn
does it say the save on it?
Turn.
Is it 14?
Like
it's 15.
15? Oh, okay. 15
because,
plus.
Yeah, you might be able to pop it before.
Alright, so half.
Yeah, well, let's roll all them dice again.
Alright, everybody, here we go again.
8d6, is that what it was?
You gonna keep counting me, please? 6.
Yeah. True. Skipping your turn for
6,
that wasn't
12.
Dang.
Useful. 6 again, so 18.
Oh my god.
18 plus 5.
23.
Yeah, someone do math because I'm not good at it.
Is it 23?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 5 again, so 28. 20. 3, so 31.
Mm-hmm.
6, so 37.
Goodness, there's some max damage rolls on that.
And 3, so 40. So half 40, 20 damage.
Damn.
Good
is
hit.
He's lucky
alive?
He's making saves.
He's
standing.
Yeah,
save
he's...
And he'd be.
You see, I'll say he's hurt so badly now that he's taking a lot of damage that he's no longer invisible.
He's smoldering air. He's like,
I've got five more left.
Flea Stick, it is your turn now.
I should have just thrown two.
I mean, I figured he's only got like about 80 health, probably.
And it's clear,
roughly
so
in that
order.
Area. We've hit him for close to 80 damage.
If I just thrown two at his ass, he'd be dead.
Flea Stick, it is your turn now. Your full turn.
It's all or nothing now, boys and girls.
Arnold.
And cats.
And cats, I guess. I'll eat that cat like a Haitian.
No!
I'll eat that cat like
you.
One Haitian motherfucker.
I'll kill you, Dad.
They're eating the cats and dogs.
Are eating the pets of the people that live here.
No.
Pets of the people that live here. Flea Stick, what you got?
I was looking at Channel Divinity. Is that like a spell? Or
I think it's just
action?
Your charge. You only get like one or two per... Short rest or something like that, long
okay.
rest. It should be on like your main page. You just scroll down or something and you'll just click it and use how much you want.
Yeah, let me go on.
You're doing full 20?
So
I think you have to use, because you only use one charge, so I think you have to use like all of it, either divided or.
You do.
I
have to divide 20 between all three of them and I use my charge.
Okay, so does everybody get?
Yeah, so 20 divided by 3.
Oh.
Between all
Between.
Well, four, because you'd get some too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, or is it
two?
Yeah.
It'd be 5-5-5 if everyone gets it.
So you all get 5 health back?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action, spiritual weapon.
Wait. Did Kelly, did you even need health?
I don't think she's even. Well, she does have a little bit of low health.
Oh, okay.
And 5.
I thought she didn't get touched yet. Wait a second. Did she just willingly 18, take
18 out 35.
Yeah.
Add 5.
Then you get 5 more back.
Oh.
Snoozing on the job.
Okay, Fleece Take. Is that what you say else you were doing?
No, I have 23.
Yeah, my spiritual.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Weapon, my box fan. It's gonna turn around and suck him through it and chop his ass up.
Okay, make his attack. Make his attack roll. Suck his ass up
and turn it on high.
That is a. What is this plus anything?
I think it's like plus your wisdom, so like probably a good chunk.
Plus your spell casting ability.
Yeah, so 4. Yeah, plus 4.
All right, so 12.
12? Ooh, that will not hit. It goes, it cranks up to high. It's like, ooh, and he just kind of slips through it and comes out to the side, dodging the blades. But unfortunately, it's his turn. So.
That is unfortunate.
Closest one he can get to looks like.
Someone's getting slain.
Oh, wait, what's his movement?
Don't you dare.
He can move far. He's a wind element. I'm sure
he can fly.
Yeah.
Fuck, I hope.
So it looks like he's going to move to Duke Crystal, because he's closest to him.
I figured that was the case.
Yep.
Probably best. I'm the only one who can take it, probably, without going down.
Let's see his slams.
I say, you know,
his wind slams.
Slamming. He's a
2 plus 6.
No, he's a one trick pony, so.
5 plus 6. Yeah. Ooh, the first time he don't hit. Got lucky. Miss Muffin, it's your turn.
He's sweating.
He just flew up to Duke Crystal and missed both of his slams.
He's never been pushed in a corner like this. He's sweating.
I'm going to run up to him and continue to dagger at him.
I don't think you can get by Duke Crystal.
Can I not?
For applying the rules of... Well, no, it's difficult terrain, so it don't matter. You're close enough. Technically is what it is.
7 plus 7? Yo?
Yes. Oh, yes, that will hit. Yes.
14. 3 plus 5 again, so 8 damage. And I zoom right back away. Safe.
Bonus action, disengage. Roguely stature. Okay, Duke Crystal. He's in your face. Wind is all around you. Your hair's blowing.
I pull out.
You're still
trust the old dark greatsword.
Action? To equip it?
I mean, I already had it technically in my hand, I do believe.
No, you have the other one, yeah. Well, you, last time you said, I'm going to change and I'm going to...
That's true.
So I don't kill me.
I'll crack him with Amber Fury then.
Yeah. Fury. I forgot about that whole thing.
Well, thank I hit 10.
Nope.
No go.
Archie, your turn. He's kind of looped around on the other side of the hallway that you're in. He's kind of around the angle.
He's definitely distracted Duke. On me.
Alright, well I guess I'm gonna run over there and crack him with my Demo Fury in this face. Cracking the cane with the cane, my boy. Okay, 14 plus 6, 20.
Oh yeah.
Give me this. He about
to go
down at him. And 7 damage.
He's limping.
Good hit.
Not yet.
Oh, bonus action. Hit with my unarmed strike.
It's my duo.
Maybe. Maybe not. 9 plus 6, 15.
Ooh! From an unarmed strike? Oh my gosh. Is that it?
Oh, you talking about the hit? I was like,
wait a minute.
I was too for a second. I was like, what kind of
unarmed
strike?
What did you say? What, 15? Okay.
Yeah, did you put on a power fist?
I was like, what the hell?
five damage.
Okay. That's also still pretty good.
He's like, damn, we did
die. I was like, oh, good. No, he didn't die. But,
he wouldn't from that, maybe.
Please take, it's your turn.
No, right.
15 damage.
I was like, from his fist? I was like, jeez.
Where's he at?
I put on my hydraulic power fist.
He's around the same loop of the hallway that Archie just ran up forward.
Oh, I should have hit him with the flurry of blue.
How far is that? How far can I retreat? Okay, so I can go up and then retreat 10 feet.
Well, you'd have to
disengage.
Yeah, but that's an action. Disengage. Only Kelly can do it with a bonus action. You can move past them and like blast them with some stuff from afar if you wanted, like Sacred Flame or cantrips. But
I was gonna get him with inflict wounds, but
oh, you still have spell slots?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because you've used what, healing word, spiritual weapon twice.
I guess I'm gonna hit him with Sacred Flame, maybe.
Burp slap.
Go for it. That's a dex save, I believe, actually.
Yep.
3 plus 4. Yeah. Dex. Sacred Flame hits. Wow. D8, I think.
5. Now I'm gonna use my bonus spiritual weapon.
Think.
Do suck him through. Sucky. Sucky. 14 plus 6.
That will hit.
Boy. 7.
It's the invisible stalker's turn. Archie. Actually, I'm gonna roll. Archie. He's gonna swing on you, Archie.
Well, he whiffed both of his attacks on me, so now I'm moving on.
Oh, yeah.
He's
coming to me.
He's coming to me, motherfucker. All right, multi-attack slam. 16 plus 6. That way. 6 plus 3.
I don't believe so.
1 plus 3.
So,
13? Yep.
Go ahead and make your other one.
Are you down?
Oh, no, not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, it won't matter.
16 plus
6. It's a multi-attack. Yeah. It's got to come.
Wait, what did you
do? 16 plus 6.
All
right,
well, fuck me.
5 plus 6.
Is it only listed there?
Or 5 plus
3,
sorry.
Bonus action, wasn't it?
And
that's why I always thought
5 plus 3. Action.
So 8 plus 8, 16. Specifically,
without it being a slow
spell. No, I'm super fucking just, almost dead.
Are you dead or are you down?
You have some spells or like
I'm down,
class
but I was
specific.
I was at a bonus action. And so I'm negative 15.
That's just one of those.
You're alright. As long as it's not higher than your maximum level.
Why is it not showing the tag 15, though?
Because it doesn't do that, like, I think. Unless you're, like... I think it's, like, if you get, like, way below... Like, the damage is dealt, like, more than your maximum health, it will, like, kill you or something, but... Okay, so...
Yeah.
Archie is down. Miss Muffin, your turn.
I'm going to continue 14. To do what I do and run up dagger and dash away.
No, negative 15.
Dagger dash.
The dagger and dash. 17 plus 7.
Yeah. Actually, never mind, you already made it. I was going to say, you can roll with advantage, but you get sneak attack.
Anyways, 5 plus 1 is 6.
6 damage. How do you kill the invisible stalker, Kelly? What's it look like?
When I'm daggering, I'm like... Slice and dice all her. We did.
Oh, okay. You cut through that wind good until there's no wind left.
We did it, guys.
We did.
We did it.
Torpedo slicing.
Freaking good job.
You had me scared.
Yeah, I was a little worried for a moment. I was like, these motherfuckers are going to die. Every one of them.
We just fight that thing for like an hour and a half.
So we kind of worked it out at the end. I think that's like the most planning we've done for
that was pretty good. That was pretty wild. Stalker falls. Archie is hurt badly. You guys going to get Archie up off the ground and help him up?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what do you guys do as you kill this stalker and are left with the dragon slaying sword and path before you? Heal up old Archie?
Heal up old Archie first, duh.
Everybody's got, I don't know who's got the potions.
I don't.
I don't.
Yeah, I'll give you one of my potions.
Sounds forced.
It was forced. No one asked.
I don't have any.
There was only assumptions made, no questions.
Goodies in the garbage, I'll give them.
So what do I get?
Greater
44
potion.
Plus
44
four.
Plus 4.
Okay.
That's it. What?
Poison.
That's what I actually
gave. Yeah, I actually gave him a potion of poison.
It was drugs. No, I would never give that up.
Oh, God.
The dude couldn't do that.
9.
And 13.
Dang. Good amount of health.
So I got 12 now.
Plus 4?
Yeah, it's plus 4.
Because it's all those plus, plus and then 4, plus 4
yeah,
at the 12, end. So 12.
Plus 4, 16.
There you go. Big money. That's good. A lot of health.
J money.
Yeah. The only thing you get better than that is 20 is the max.
Yeah.
16. 4 rolls.
So. All right. Anyone else doing anything? Got ready to dip the hell out of this room? Yeah, check anything else out?
Is there anything else in this room that sticks out? Or is it just
the, all you see in this room are the sarcophagi and then the bones of the dragon in the wall.
Did we ever check the sarcophagi?
Yeah,
we did.
That's where you found the necklace and the loot.
Yeah, I guess we'll move out.
Moving out.
Roll out.
So you guys move south down the hallway, and you see a path to the west, a path to the east, and a path going down to the south.
What were
we thinking?
We got the trifecta.
The trifecta. The triple three ways. Oh, that sounded sexual.
Chicken won't. Chicken won't.
You can see the paths on the west and the east both are like a double path that converge to one point, and then the path to the south is just a singular 5-foot path, wide path.
Everyone always goes right. I'm going left.
Going west?
We're going west. We're going west.
Okay. Duke, are you leading the way? Are you going... Which way are you going? East or west? Which way?
Left to our perspective.
Left to your perspective? Okay, so east.
Yes.
Okay.
Duke is taking a left turn coming in.
Duke's taking a left turn. All right, so you head down the path, and it's just a long hallway that opens up to a big room filled with sarcophagi, two sarcophagi against the outer wall ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Bada bling.
I might be doing some grave robbing.
And then as you enter the room off to the west, to the right as you walk in, you see a tiny tunnel that is like buried, like dug out into the wall. Mm-hmm. It's like a 5-foot, like tiny, tight tunnel. You're gonna have you'd have to crawl to get through it.
Is Globagool with us?
No, Globagool is still back at the camp.
Okay. Ninja cat.
Ninja cat.
Make that thing useful.
Yeah.
Send her in the tunnel?
Yes.
What if she gets murdered?
Should be.
Well, then your cat wasn't very useful.
Okay, Hazel.
Are you going to send your cat?
Yep, I'm going to give her a little pep talk.
Okay.
Can do this, baby girl. You know you're back, and I'm right here, and I'm going to love you when you come back.
Well, that's happening. I'm searching the sarcophagus.
Okay, so you send Hazel into the little path in there, and you're hearing like a meow, meow, and you hear a like a big click, and the tunnel caves in.
Are you serious? Are you fucking serious?
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.